This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The race for governor this year has provided a clear contrast between Republican Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tony Evers when it comes to how Wisconsin runs its prisons. As Rich Kramer reports, Evers is talking more openly than any candidate in years about reducing the state's prison population.
During the last couple general elections for governor, Walker's Democratic challengers ran mostly unopposed in their primaries. Tony Evers didn't have that luxury. He faced 9 Democratic opponents, and liberal groups worked hard to push the entire field to the left. When it came to prisons, the other Democrats pledged to reduce Wisconsin's prison population by more than half. At their first televised debate, Evers was asked by a moderator if he too supported the goal.
Do you support that original goal, and how would you balance reducing the prison population and protecting public safety?
Absolutely, and that's a goal that's worth accomplishing.
Evers won the primary convincingly, but Republicans seized on his prison comments. Soon after, Governor Scott Walker went on the attack.
Now, Evers wants to cut Wisconsin's prison population in half. A dangerous plan that today would mean releasing thousands of violent criminals back into our communities.
When it comes to prison policy, Walker couldn't be any more different than Evers. For decades, he's pushed for longer sentences for offenders, not shorter. When he was a state representative in the 1990s, Walker was a lead proponent of truth in sentencing laws, which eliminated parole and has led to more offenders being locked up for rule violations while on probation. Walker says his push for truth in sentencing went back to a conversation with an assault victim who saw her attacker paroled before serving a full sentence.
She deserved to know if she was going to go face down the perpetrator of that crime, exactly how much time he was going to serve in prison. And under the old system, he got out early.
But even people who joined Walker in the 90s have had a change of heart. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson approved the construction of 12 new prisons in Wisconsin at a time when the prison population tripled. Today, he says he regrets that.
Well, I think I built too many prisons when I was governor, and I've apologized for that.
Thompson is now calling for more treatment, diversion, and job training programs to reduce the prison population and address a shortage of skilled workers. Prison spending has also become a rallying cry for advocates. Wisconsin has more than 23,500 inmates in prisons at a cost of $2.5 billion in the current state budget. Advocates often compare that to Minnesota's prison system, which houses 9,000 inmates at less than half of what Wisconsin spends. Gina Evans is the Community Outreach Director for Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, which offers faith-based treatment and counseling. She says a major difference between the two states is that in Minnesota, any resident can get subsidized alcohol and drug treatment if they ask for it.
Evidence shows that if we can get people through treatment in the community to begin that road to recovery in the community, that their chances of attaining long-term sobriety and jobs and education go up exponentially.
These are the types of programs Evers has talked about on this campaign, even after his primary win. Last month, he held an event with former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder that focused on keeping nonviolent offenders out of prison and reducing Wisconsin's racial disparities within its criminal justice system.
We have to learn from other states that have talked about the issues of making sure that we not only have drug courts, but we have also diversion and treatment programs so that we can actually bring people back into society and become contributing members of society.
Evers' promise to cut the prison population is hardly central to his campaign, and for the time being, Walker has moved on to other issues too. But neither candidate has backed down from their positions, giving voters two distinctly different paths for how Wisconsin could run its prisons for years to come. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.